Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening, we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Okay, about?
Okay, this survey is about the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission and Mayor, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and does any member of the House who work for a radio station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work for a volunteer on a political campaign?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, and as you are aware, very few people actually vote on nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Okay, would that be a definitely going to vote? I'm very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote.
You know what? Like, I always kind of confused because I'm an independent voter, and then sometimes I don't know if I'm willing to vote for these particular ones, or it's just for, I mean, it's open for everybody, or it's just for, it's like a for a party.
Well, that's what is nonpartisan primary election.
Oh no, so I definitely will. Yes.
Okay, so be definitely going to vote, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am. And with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or non-party affiliation?
No, I don't have any affiliation, non-party.
Okay. All right, and just for qualification purpose, what is your main racial background? Would that be African-American or Black, Asian, American, White, Caucasian,
Hispanic.
Or Hispanic? Okay, Hispanic.
Hispanic.
All right, ma'am, and just what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
55 to 65, I guess, yeah. You say 55 to 65?
I have
56,
46
to so.
Okay, so it'll be 56 to 65. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
Well, some of them they go, some of them, I mean, like, so, you know, I mean, nothing is perfect, so. But,
okay.
So far, so good, so I would say yes.
So be... Yeah. Right direction, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Right, ma'am.
Yeah.
From the following list, which one thing, you know, local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address, you know, that will make your life your daily life better? Corruption in local government, quality of life, like growth and development.
I'm sorry. What was the question? I'm sorry. It's because you're talking too fast. What was the question?
Okay, from this list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address, you know, that will make your daily life better? Okay? Would that be corruption in local government, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion?
It's only one?
Yes, one thing that will make, you know, your life better.
Yeah, it's only one out of the list.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think inflation and the cost of life. Yeah.
Okay, so
the cost of living,
cost of living, inflation, cost of things like groceries and gas. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democrat candidates and Republican candidates, okay? Would that be definitely vote for a Democratic candidate? Probably vote for a Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for a Republican candidate, or probably vote for a Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Definitely for Republican candidate.
Okay, so be definitely for Republican candidate, all right. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a list of some public officials, you know, in Miami-Dade County that are, you know, you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of the person? If you have no opinion, never heard of that person, just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one is Richard Presnick.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of him. Okay, Raquel Regalado.
Favorable, yeah.
Would that be very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very favorable. Okay, Cindy Lerner.
I don't know her.
No, never heard. Okay.
Never heard of.
All right. Okay, now you now are going to be asking, you know, a few short questions on August primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Okay, the first one is Alexander Atola, Daniela Levin Cava, and Manny Seed.
Manny
Seed.
One is Manny?
Yes, Manny. Manny, M-A-N-N-Y.
M-N-Y. To be honest, I've never heard of him. I mean, I don't know who he is or anything. I'm not very, I don't like at all the lady that is right now, but unfortunately I don't have Otaola neither. So can I say neither one of them?
Yes,
I will.
Okay. All right.
I will choose any of them. Put it this way.
Okay.
if it's what we have, I mean, we are in trouble, though.
Okay. But if you had to choose one today, okay, which candidate are you, like, maybe more likely to lean towards? Would that be Alexandra Atola, Daniela Levin-Cava, or Manny Seed?
Well, I guess it was for the lady because, you know, like, even if I don't like her, the other two, I don't know at all, and then the other one is not capable for the position. So I would say, okay, even if I don't like her at all, I will go for her, yes.
Daniela Levin-Cava, lean towards, right?
Yeah, if I don't have another choice, yeah.
All right.
A better choice, yeah.
All right. Okay, now if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Presnick, Raquel Regalado, and Cindy Lerner?
Raquel Regalado.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
I will definitely vote for her.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I would say part of the solution, yeah.
Part of the solution. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin-Cava recently announced, you know, support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow, you know, $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against on this proposal?
Absolutely no. I mean, that lady is a cuckoo one, I'm telling you, you know.
Okay, so be definitely vote no?
Definitely not. No, definitely not.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado. Okay, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just let me know, okay? And I put no difference. Okay, as a mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created autism decal safety program with the police, and funded jobs training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. Would that make you much more likely, someone more likely, someone less, much less likely, or no difference in your decision to vote?
No, that will make, yeah, most like it, yeah.
Much more likely?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on bases to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing, you know, our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, and helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Much more, someone less, much less, or no difference in your opinion?
No, much more, yeah.
Much more, okay. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, you know, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Would that make you much more, someone less, or much less, or no difference in your opinion?
No, much more, yeah.
Much more. Okay, as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized, you know, environmental resiliency, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Much more, someone less, much less, or
much
no
more,
difference?
Much more,
much more. Much more. Okay, and currently several Cuban Americans elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Would that make you someone less, much less likely, or no difference in your opinion?
No, there's no difference, my opinion.
No difference. Okay, Raquel Regalado believes, you know, that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep, you know, neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the police Benevolent Association for the 2024 re-election. Would that make you more, someone less, much less, or no difference?
Much more.
Much more. Okay, since Raquel Regalado has been, you know, on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live in long-time residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Would that make you more, someone less, much less, or no difference?
There's no difference for me.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Raquel Regalado believes, you know, the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and ride shares options. Would that make you someone less, or much less, or no difference in your opinion?
You said that she's been doing that, right?
Yes, she's been doing helping with the transportation system, and you know.
Yeah, of course, much more. Yes, of course.
Okay. All right, and the last one says Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also informed the rules on efficiencies, you know, to make them a better safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Would that make you more, someone less, or
much more.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we're almost finished with this survey. I'm only going to read you another statement about the other candidates, Cindy Lerner, okay? I'm going to read you a series of statements, not too many like Regalado.
I don't know that lady.
Okay, just if it makes no difference to you, if you don't know, I mean, you can just tell me no difference or whatever you want to choose, you know. Much
I
less
mean,
likely to vote for.
Is she Democrat? Is she a Democrat?
Well,
she's from the Democrat Party?
I have no idea, ma'am, since it's a non-partisan, you know, they don't put that information there. I guess, you know, they want you to do your research, you know, and find out what they are, you know. Okay,
yeah.
Like I said, a series of statements about Cindy Lerner after hearing each. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make
what's
more
her name?
Difference,
I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. What's her name? Cindy what?
Cindy Lerner.
Lerner.
Yes. Lerner.
Yeah.
Okay. As a mayor.
Okay. I'm listening to you. Yeah.
Okay, as a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, you know, homeowners and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Would that make you much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your opinion to vote for her?
Well, if she's been doing that, it would be less likely, yeah.
Okay, it would be much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Much less like it.
Okay. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about, you know, what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence, spending. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Well, less like it, yeah.
Much less like. Okay, yeah, Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurt our quality in life. Lerner's family has made their fortune, you know, redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynnewood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 in, you know, incorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Would that make you much more, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her? Or no difference?
No, less likely, yeah.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, well, Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more, you know, than their fair share of property taxes. Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage, you know, so they can pay less in taxes. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, much less likely, or no different?
Much less likely.
Okay, Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to make meaningful action to sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of the district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference, honestly.
Okay, and the last one said, as a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at the, you know, insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who says she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely, or no difference?
Much less.
Much less. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Now, taking into account, you know, everything you just heard, okay, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Richard Presnick, Raquel Regalado, or Cindy Lerner?
Raquel Regalado.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And would you say you are definitely voting for, or probably voting for, Raquel Regalado?
No, I will vote for her.
Okay. Definitely.
I definitely
okay,
will vote for her.
Okay. prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
I don't have social media. No, I don't follow anybody because I don't have it.
Okay, so no, right?
But I do know her, and I know her father works, so I'm pretty much, you know, familiar with her.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and the following are the list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get, you know, news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content, but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all, okay? Your local newspaper like Miami Herald or Nuevo Herald?
Neither one of them. I hate them.
Okay. What about Key Biscayne Independent?
No.
AM Talk or News Radio?
No.
Only in Dade?
No.
FM Radio?
FM, any FM?
Yes.
I heard. Yeah, I listen FM, yeah.
Regularly or not regularly?
Not regularly.
Okay, what about local political blogs?
No, not at all.
And Miami Community News?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and I'm going to ask you just a short demographic question before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample, okay? If you were to be labeled yourself, you know, to be labeled yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I would say in the middle.
Somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and what is the last grade of your, you know, of formal education you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college like trade school, college graduate with a associate's degree or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
Okay, some college. Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your national ancestry?
I have to tell you?
I
just tell you where I'm from?
No, just your ancestry. I don't have to be, you know, like
I mean, like a Hispanic?
Yes, I mean, where your people come from.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, well, I have a list of, you know, countries. I have Cuba, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian, Brazilian,
Nicaragua.
Chilean. Okay, yes, I have El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am, and in your home, do you always speak Spanish or mostly speak Spanish but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally? Mostly speak English, but speak
no,
some
we
Spanish.
We always speak at home, right?
Yes.
No, we always speak Spanish.
So always speak Spanish. Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, and patience. I really thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
You have a great evening. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.